Abasela Winery and Vineyard in Southern Oregon prides itself on sustainability. The winery uses geothermal energy and buys carbon credits to offset its emissions. As Amelia Templeton reports, Abasela has found an unusual source of organic fertilizer for its vines.
On a recent day, Jason Coates crushes a small batch of Syrah grapes by hand.
Is this one ready to crush?
Yes, it is.
All right.
He's loaded the grapes into a bucket that's made for squeezing out mops. It's noisy today, but Coates says when it's quiet, you can hear the vineyard's neighbors.
It's nice in the mornings. When I first started working here over in the field, you can hear lions and the zebras and the howler monkeys.
Abasela's grapevines are next to the Winston, Oregon Wildlife Safari, and that's been a stroke of luck for the vineyard. The safari animals produce a constant, endless supply of poop. The perfect compost starter, says Dan Brands, the safari's general curator.
We're probably producing about a ton of zoodoo a day. The first round has got a lot of air, a lot of fluff to it, and as we break it down, it actually takes up less and less space.
The safari doesn't compost waste from its lions, tigers, and bears, or monkeys. That poop can spread dangerous pathogens. But the safari is home to several hundred hoofed animals.
This one is Blippo, Blippo the hippo.
Blippo mashes his dinner between large and uneven teeth. Mix a little hippo and elephant dung with straw. Let it get hot, turn it over a few times, and voila, you have compost.
I personally use it in my garden, and let me tell you, I've got some of the biggest tomatoes and beans I've ever seen.
Brands says zoodoo is becoming increasingly popular as home gardeners look for organic alternatives to synthetic fertilizer.
Hello, and welcome to the Woodland Park Zoo's Poop Hotline, where you always get the straight poop.
Seattle gardeners love the stuff so much, their city's Woodland Park Zoo had to create a lottery system to dole it out.
I am your Doctor of Dew, Prince of Poo, the number one of number two. The deadline for entering the Fall Fecal Fest lottery is over.
Anyway, back at Abasela, Jason Coates adds leftovers from the winemaking process into his heap of straw and zoodoo.
This is where we come in and start dumping all of our stems from all the grapes that we process, and also some of the skins from the pressing of the white grapes earlier. We'll start pressing off the red grapes a little bit later.
The grape stems in this compost pile are actually a key ingredient. Grapevines take a lot of potassium out of the soil. Composting all the stems is one way to add potassium back into the ground.
This all came from the vineyard, so it's just basically putting it back, trying to stay as sustainable as possible.
So is there a vintage to this compost? Does it have a...
Yeah, this will be vintage 2012. We'll see what type of aromatics we get.
Coates says a little compost can go a long way in a vineyard. That's because winemakers like to keep grapevines a little stressed out. Give a vine too much fertilizer and it starts growing taller, instead of using its energy to produce fruit. In Winston, Oregon, I'm Amelia Templeton.